Erkey today.
Finally, the hammer falls on Bernie Madoff. We were talking about this in our last show. I thought he'd get somewhere in between the measly 12 his attorney asked for. We knew that was ridiculous. And the 150 that was possible. You know, he got the 150. Do we have some applause from our live studio audience? I know, poor Donovan, he has to run out 2 miles down the street from the giant studio in Minneapolis and grab a whole bunch of Red Bull. Apparently they didn't want coffee tonight in the audience. Yeah, 150 years. And here's the deal. Somebody wrote on my Facebook, my good friend Howard, oh, that's just ridiculous. And, you know, who cares about 150 years? Because, of course, he was going to get the, you know, be in prison anyway till his life ends. But I think the judge made a great point. Judge Denny Chin of the U.S. District Court in New York throws down that sentence, right? And this was moments after Madoff apologized to his victims, which that was the other thing I was curious about. Would he actually apologize? And he did. He read this whole deal, and then he turned to a lot of the victims that were in the courtroom and actually apologized to them. We have the exact words, and we'll tell you about those. But this is what I liked about Chin. Chin said Madoff's crimes were extraordinarily evil. And he said the maximum sentence was important for deterrence and also for the victims. And the victims, of course, they applauded just like our studio audience applauded the minute it was announced. You got to understand, these people's lives were ruined. I say it over and over again. It wasn't just filthy rich people. There were a lot of middle class people who got screwed by Madoff. And unknowingly in many cases, because what happened was they'd have a broker and the broker put them into the deal and they knew on paper they were making money and they were making their contributions, but lo and behold, there was really nothing there. So no more dark suits for Bernie Madoff, only prison gear. He won't get to see the inside of Le Cirque and ride in the limousines and go to one of his 10 houses any longer. He is done. He is toast. He is finished. And those victims in that courtroom, tears streaming down their face, hugging each other. Because, you know, they're going to leave this courtroom. They're still dealing with the remnants of their lives, but at least they feel like there was some sort of retribution. Here's what some of the victims had to say. Now, keep in mind, it may be a little hard at bits and pieces to hear because it was like a crazy paparazzi nightmare almost when Madoff.
I just feel that we're sending an important message to the rest of the world that white collar crimes are not going to be accepted anymore, and hopefully other judges will do the same, because right now, the way things are with the investment community, SEC and Civic, it seems like there's one crime after another being committed. Perhaps they'll see that, you know, there's no reason for this anymore. You're going to be punished for it.
And we knew that it was going to be significant, but we didn't know it was going to be as high as it was. And we feel that from a criminal standpoint, obviously, justice has been served. And now we feel that justice needs to be served for not only Madoff investors, but for the investment community across the country.
It definitely feels good to know that he got the maximum punishment. I think the judge recognized that when you take people's life savings, as he did to my parents and students, and to Kevin's parents, you're committing a certain amount of debt. You're taking their future away from them.
Because nothing has been changed in the securities industry. They put Mary Shapiro in head of the SEC. She's from FINRA, the same culture on Wall Street. We need systemic change. We need changes that will protect everybody, and this really, really won't happen again. And we haven't seen that. Pacific is not living up to its responsibilities of its logo that's on everybody's statement. And with us, it's going to happen soon.
Just our investors. This is about the investment community.
All right. right. So, again, some of that was hard to hear because of the craziness outside of the courtroom. You could hear the helicopters and everything, obviously, all over New York for Bernie Madoff. He was 2 hours in the courtroom by the time the victim said their deal and everybody went through, you know, said their piece. He said something and then ultimately was sentenced. So the 71-year-old swindler is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. And I love what the judge said, extraordinarily evil, that fraud that took in a massive amount of chutzpah, I think, to pull off with this giant Ponzi scheme forever, that he did this for decades and nobody realizing it, I guess. Now, that's not true. There was somebody who realized it, but nobody wanted to hear about it. Chris Cox in the SEC wanted, you know, never paid attention to it, so he continued to go forward and defraud and swindle people for a few extra years. So because of the unprecedented nature of the multi-billion dollar fraud, he gets the maximum $150. Wow. And do you know, when you think about 150 years in prison, you could compare that to what terrorists, traitors, violent criminals have gotten. And there is, of course, this is a federal court, so there is no parole in this case in federal prison. So he'll die there. You'd have to serve at least 80% of your term, and there's no way he's outliving that. So he'll be behind bars for the rest of his life. Wow. So only Madoff and an accountant accused of failing to make basic auditing checks have faced criminal charges, but supposedly, there's at least 10 more people that could go down as a result of this, could be charged federally. And if that happens, I think, again, it's deservedly so. There's been a long investigation into this, and if there's more people who are complicit in this, which I think there are, then great. I hope they nail them just as well. So Madoff slowly stood, leaned forward on the defense table, spoke very much in a monotone voice for about 10 minutes. He referred to the fraud as a problem, an error of judgment, a tragic mistake. He claimed he and his wife were tormented, saying she cries herself to sleep every night, knowing the pain and the suffering, and that's something he has to live with as well. And then finally, he looked at the victims that were all over the first row of the gallery. He said, "I'll turn and face you. I'm sorry. I know that doesn't help you." His immediate family, and I guess I'm not surprised by this, didn't actually go to the sentencing, because Ruth Madoff, certainly, she's been a target for a lot of people. She did afterwards issue a statement through the lawyer, and she said that she had been misled, she was embarrassed, ashamed, all that other sort of stuff. So he gets the life sentence, and of course Madoff has been in jail since March. Last week, I mentioned this the other day, the judge issued a preliminary $171 billion forfeiture order, and that, of course, strips Madoff of all his personal property. The good news there is that some of the victims will start to get some of the money back. And it wasn't just celebrities. It wasn't just Steven Spielberg or Kevin Bacon or Sandy Koufax. It wasn't just those guys. It was a lot of people who had their nest egg completely destroyed as a result. Coming up next, some of the quick headlines, and of course it's vacation time. Can you afford to go on vacation? We'll find out next with our next guest. Hang with me, Kate Delaney here on ATN.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinek, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You think you can't afford a vacation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, of course, the show America Tonight. My friends, let me tell you, you can't afford a vacation. I really think that because if you, I know going all over the websites and checking things out, and in fact, I'm going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks. Of course, it's all paid for courtesy of Fox Sports Radio Network, but I have another friend with a group of friends that's going who paid and got a really good deal on a ticket. So it's a strange year because we're all being strangled by the recession. We're scared to death and everything else. But in a way, it makes it good for bargains. And who better to join us on the show than someone who knows better than I, a travel expert. Linda Kandel joins us. She's one of the travel experts with the United States Tour Operators Association. Hey, Linda, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Hi, my pleasure. And you mentioned Hawaii, and you can now go to Hawaii from L.A. for $442 a person for 4 days, 3 nights, which
wow.
is like 48% less than last year. And I know I live on the East Coast. Airfares from New York to L.A. are under $300.
Ooh.
I mean, far less than they've been for several years.
Yeah. And see, the great thing is, too, about Hawaii is it's probably not going to be as crowded, right?
Exactly. Destinations like Hawaii, Alaska, Las Vegas, not as many people traveling this year. So if you want fewer crowds, this is another benefit of traveling this year. Good prices and fewer crowds.
Yeah. How much, when we talk about, you just mentioned a couple of quick hits there on how cheap some of the airfare is, but for vacation and travel overall, how much are the prices actually down, do you think, from last year?
Depending on where you're traveling, it can be anywhere from 10 to 40%. Destinations like Hawaii would be 40%, Australia 25%. Even the UK and Europe, you can still save like about 10%. Mm. Not as much as earlier in the year, but it's still nothing like last year. And the pound is, the dollar versus the pound now is about 20% better than it was this time last year. So you're getting essentially about a dollar, it's $1 to a pound 60, or I'm sorry, 160 to a pound. When I was there about 3 years ago in the UK, it was $2
per
pound.
Really?
Yeah. So it's much stronger, and the Australian dollar is 25%.
Wow, that's terrific. All right, so the exotic location, so the dream vacation that somebody thinks they can't afford, funny enough, if they're still employed and doing okay, and they can take a vacation like this because of some of the things we just said.
Exactly. You can go to Australia, including airfare, for 2 weeks, $1,430, which is about 25% less or $500 less in the same exact itinerary last year.
Yeah. And you know, when people start talking about that, though, and this happened to me recently, of course, my passport's up to date and everything, but somebody was talking to me about going to London to do a story, to do something in London and do a broadcast from there. And the first thing they asked me is, oh, please tell me you have a passport. Please, please, please. But you can get a passport. It's going to cost you some money. It doesn't mean you can't get a passport quickly turned over. I mean, not in a day, but there's still a way to do that. With the changes, is it tougher for some people? Like, you don't have a passport, you don't have a visa. How does that affect you as far as some of the places we mentioned?
Well, good news today is that there are almost 30 countries where Americans don't need visas. If you travel because of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, which was the Homeland Security Act that's been phased in for the last several years, this year is the last year. And as of this month, the beginning of June, everyone, even if you're only going to Canada or Mexico to reenter the U.S., you will now need a passport or a passport document. And they're actually pretty easy to get. The post office now handles the applications. I know that 3 years ago when my passport was up, there was this giant influx of people who were, like, really scared because of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, and the passport office was just overloaded. I think it took me 2 months to get my passport renewed. Today it's much, much faster, and it's a fairly easy process. The passports are good for 10 years, so once you've got that passport, you can travel any place in the world. I say it's kind of like a magic carpet. It's your feet to any place.
Because of what you do, I know that you've traveled around. I've had the good fortune to travel to many, many places as well. What would you recommend to someone? If somebody called you up and said, hey, listen, you know, Linda, I'm at a loss. I don't know really where I want to go because I pretty much have kicked around the U.S. I never had a lot of money, but now I've suddenly, you know, saved up my money. I've paid my mortgage up and everything else. And the sky's the limit because I know that there's some good deals out there. Where would you recommend somebody go that they haven't really been very many places? Where would you tell them to go?
I would say if you haven't been overseas at all, I'd say start with the UK. Take a guided tour to the UK. There's one this year for about $2,600, including airfare from New York, and it covers Scotland, England, Ireland. The good thing about that is they speak your language, aside from the fact that that the dollar is doing well there. Italy has come in almost every single year as the most popular destination for tours and packages. That's another good choice, and this year you can buy a 1 week, 7 day custom planned itinerary for about $1,100 per person with airfare, including airfare. Yeah, so those are definitely, I would say those are good first time destinations. If you're really adventurous, want to go farther, try Australia. Once again, same language. You could also try South Africa, same language, different accents.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you a little more. That's going to cost you about $6,300.
Right.
For about 10 days. But that's a savings of $1,500 over last year.
Right, over what you would pay. I had a friendly argument with someone today about airfare to Greece. What does Greece run you?
Greece is about $880. Now, that airfare is coming down to about $750 in September. So we had one of the USTOA members actually has a 10-night land and cruise package that sells for under $1,000. That includes a 4-day cruise when everything is taken care of. Yeah, and that's a 35% savings over last year.
So that's flight and everything from, like, New York?
No. On that one, you have to factor the airfare in, which the airfare actually is almost as much as the land and cruise. So you're kind of doubling it.
Right, so like $1,000 or whatever.
Well, it's about $2,000.
$2,000.
But still, you're talking about with air for 10 nights. $200 is not bad at all.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And so do you find a lot of people, are you starting to see an uptick in it? Are people doing the tours?
What's happening is that people are booking their travel arrangements now far more last minute than they have been. People have been on the fence. They've been waiting for deals. And, of course, the travel industry is coming up with a lot of good deals because they're trying to stimulate business. So,
sure.
So yes, people are booking last minute. You can still probably find some last-minute deals if you're looking for, say, August. Once you look farther into September, October, you're getting into what's called shoulder season, which means you save even more money.
Yeah. All right, something to keep in mind. Linda, if people want to check it out, where's the website? What do they go to?
Well, www.ustoa.com is the website for the U.S. Tour Operators Association, and their members have all met the strictest requirements in the travel industry.
All right, so check that out, everybody. Maybe the time to take the dream vacation, get a little overtime, save a little money, and that's where you're going, maybe to Greece. Who knows? Linda, thanks. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, and as I said, I'm going to Hawaii, but, of course, that's on someone else's nickel. Interesting. Curious how many of you are taking vacations this year. We come back on the flip side. Oh, we have a lot to talk about. Including a huge, huge decision by the Supreme Court. That's next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com.
or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Boy, listening to that makes you want to go to, I don't know, Greece, Australia. Something to think about, that dream vacation, actually affordable, if you have a little bit of money socked away. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Donovan, if you could go anywhere, and some of the places I'm talking about outside of our borders, if you could go anywhere and money was not the thing that was holding you back, where would you go?
I love Greece.
I would go to Greece, too. You know, I've never been to Greece. Have you been to Greece?
I was actually on Cyprus for a couple of weeks a while ago and kind of fell in love with the whole place.
Yeah, I'd like to go there, too. I've heard the people are incredible and that it's relaxed and the water's beautiful and there's a lot to see and do. That's true, huh?
People are very, very friendly and very, very hospitable.
All right, so now we're all depressed. We're thinking of going to Greece, but start saving those pennies. Throw them in a jar. That's the thing to do, and maybe eventually you have enough for a ticket. We move on to news that you can abuse. How about this story? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? The cops in Cincinnati say it was one of the strangest things ever. A man breaks into a home and decides to stay there for a week. Watches TV. It's called squatting, I guess. But watches TV, sleeps in the master bed while the family was on vacation. Ultimately, they arrest 19-year-old Nicholas Truesdell and charge him with burglary and unauthorized use of a car. He broke into the house through a rear window. He used the computer, drove the family's Nissan around for, 48 hours, and just decided he would make himself comfortable. And of course, it was obvious that somebody had been there, and they were able to trace him through fingerprints and other things. Duh. I don't know, kind of creepy, though. It's kind of creepy to think, you know, here we were talking about your dream vacation. You go away with your family, I don't care if it's just down the road. Come home and you know somebody's been living in your house. You can just feel it. Things are out of place. That would be creepy. This is an interesting story. This would be a great one for Harry Rinker. He joins us every couple of weeks to talk about collectibles. He is the guru of collectibles, as I like to say. It's interesting some of the things that people collect. Well, how about 19th century checks and some rusty tools? I guess they were left at a bus stop in Longmont, Colorado. No one came forward to claim them. They turned them over to the police in March after a rider said she found them at a bus stop, and it included these handwritten checks from 1884 mounted on these mat boards, like kind of like they had been on display, and then these hand tools. Apparently they're pretty unusual antiques, and if no one claims them, they're good enough for the Longmont Museum and Cultural Center. That'd be cool to have a piece of history where you're going back to the 1800s, even like a check. I think I would be intrigued by that. Here's a story that doesn't say much for the state of marriage. You know, the divorce rate is at 50%, but this Polish couple living in Germany really fell in and out of love pretty quickly, I guess. They tied the knot and decided to end their marriage on the same day. What happened was the cops say that the man said he never wanted to see the woman again and wanted an immediate annulment. She said the same thing. So right after the civil ceremony, the 50-year-old man began arguing with the bride, tried to cut her hair with a kitchen knife. That would make me want to get a divorce. The 34-year-old woman called the cops, issued the man with a restraining order. He accepted it, and they got divorced. Maybe it wasn't going to work out. Kitchen knife, cutting the hair, yeah. It doesn't sound too good, does it? Speaking of couples fighting, oh, this is depressing. In Shelbyville, Tennessee, the deputies were dispatched to a house where they found a couple fighting with Cheetos. They say what started out as an argument turned into a case of assaulting each other with the puffy snack, right? Nobody was hurt, but they've both been charged with domestic assault. They're now free on bond of $2,500 apiece. I guess the place just had Cheez-Its or Cheetos all over the place. I mean, literally covering the floor and whatnot. Oh, well. You know, police hate that. I'm sure there's somebody that's a police officer listening to me. They hate going on those domestic calls because you just don't know what you're going to get once you get to that door. Here's a strange story, but it has a good payoff at the end. A North Carolina woman knows that she owns a Chinese treasure, kind of going along with the Harry Rinker thing. The popular PBS series Antiques Roadshow is taping a segment in Raleigh, and one woman's appraisal set a new record for the program. Four pieces of Chinese jade appraised at about $1 million. That's double the previous record, which was for an abstract expressionist painting. Wow. That'd be nice. Go there, not really too sure what your stuff is worth, and have them say, oh, yeah, that's $1 million. Finally, this last one out of Baltimore. Baltimore city officials say there are gardens planted in front of City Hall that have produced more than 1,500 pounds of vegetables thanks to these incredible spring rains. The bumper crop includes lettuce, beans, kale, collards, and they're going to go to the kitchens of what they call our daily bread. It feeds the homeless. And they say there's more to come. The summer vegetables are looking pretty good, tomatoes, peppers, and they're still ripening. Wow, that's a good thing to do. Plant that in front of City Hall and then donate it to the people. That was good thinking. Finally, we've got this day in history and some birthdays for you as well. On the birthday front, I'm going to caution you. I don't know how many names you will recognize on the list that we've compiled. Do you know it's the last day of June? Yes, June has come and gone. How about all those June brides? So we've got 184 days left in the year. In 1936, the novel Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell was published in New York. Obviously, huge success. 1958, the U.S. Senate passed the Alaska Statehood Bill. The vote was 64-20. 1971, a Soviet space mission ended in tragedy. Three cosmonauts were found dead inside their spacecraft after it returned to Earth. In 1985, 39 American hostages from a hijacked TWA jetliner were freed in Beirut after being held for 17 days. 10 years ago, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the first time in 2 years, boosting the target for the fund's rate a quarter point to 5%. Oh, think about it now. 5 years ago, the Iraqis took legal custody of Saddam Hussein and 11 of his top lieutenants, a first step toward the ousted dictator's expected trial for crimes against humanity. Eventually, we know that he would hang. 1 year ago, President George W. Bush signed legislation to pay for the war operations in Iraq and Afghanistan for the rest of his presidency and beyond, hailing the $162 billion plan as a rare product of bipartisan cooperation. Oh, we have birthdays. I'm hoping you recognize some of the names. You know, and actually, if I'm being honest, I probably... There's some famous people on this list. I know seven of the names. Okay, you ready? Here are your famous names on the list of birthdays. Olympic gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps. Who doesn't know Michael Phelps? Of course you know him. He's 24 years old. Rhythm and blues singer Fantasia. Anybody American Idol fan out there? You would know Fantasia. She's 25. Boxer Mike Tyson. Everybody knows Mike Tyson, even if you hate boxing. All the problems, the ear biting, Evander Holyfield, 43. Actor-comedian David Alan Greer, 53. Very, very funny. Guarantee you have seen him. Actor Vincent D'Onofrio is, I hope I'm saying that right, is 50 years D'Onofrio, that's how it is. Actor Vincent D'Onofrio is 50 years old, does a ton of character acting. Jazz musician Stanley Clarke, a mere 58. Singer Lena Horne, 92. Lena Horne. Doesn't look a day over 72, right? Also celebrating a birthday, rock musician Tom Drummond is 40 years old. Singer Glenn Schrock is 65. From Dire Straits, Hal Lindz is 56 years old. Deirdre Lovejoy, actress, 47. Again, somebody whose face you would recognize. Actress Monica Potter is 38. Actor Rick Gonzalez is 30. Actor Brian Bloom is 39 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Good time for a birthday. Last day in June. Right on the verge of another big holiday, July 4th. I think that's a pretty happy time, right? I think the tough time for a birthday is when you get into the Christmas holidays, because it gets overshadowed and there's just way too much going on. Check out this quote, one of my favorite quotes that I dug out a couple of weeks ago from an English dramatist. Those who love deeply never grow old. They may die of old age, but they die young.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Say the B side here on America Tonight. And you know, there are so many wonderful organizations that some of them are having a hard time raising money and others are trying to find creative ways to raise money, but we've got something that really piqued my interest thanks to a listener who has just really gone beyond all means to try to do whatever he can to send kids to camp, and we're talking about you know, muscular dystrophy. We're talking about MDA and the big telethon, of course, that Jerry Lewis has on Labor Day. Who doesn't remember that? I remember as a kid sitting on the couch and watching that and just welling up, of course, because there were always touching stories. And I think pretty much that most people have heard of the name Matty Stepanek. And he was a boy who really touched Oprah Winfrey, who, of course, has tentacles everywhere when it comes to charities and helping people and all that sort of stuff, right? So Matty came on her show a couple of times, and really when he came on her show, it was some of the poetry and things that he had written. And he was in a wheelchair, and he was this kid who, if you saw him, somebody would say, oh, look at that kid. He's such a cute kid. He's sad. Oh, he's a crippled kid in a chair. I don't know what is particularly wrong with him. But this kid was, I mean, he would just blow you away. I saw him one day on some other show, and I could not believe it. But it's not the whole story. His family has really, especially his mother, has really had to suffer through a lot, including her own health problems, lost three other kids. Maddie lived to be 14, which is basically a miracle. So our pal James, one of the listeners to the show, has been helping these kids get to camp, you know, brighten them up, brighten their day, give them something to look forward to, that kind of thing. And he asked, and it was probably last week, hey, if listeners just gave a dollar, if people just gave a dollar, because we know people don't have a lot of money in the recession and losing jobs and everything else, it would still, if we got enough people, we'd have a year to build this up and send more kids to camp. And the goal was to send as many as possible, like send 70 kids to camp, right? So I gave, for 10 of my favorite listeners, I gave $10 today, right? And you can go to mdactkids.org and think about this when, you know, the Jerry Lewis thing comes up in a couple of months. And I wanted you to hear this. Thanks to Eric McDonald for sending this to me. But on his station in Connecticut that we absolutely adore, those Cox folks there, there's a show called Live with Lisa. And Lisa did an interview with Jenny Stepanek, the mother of Maddie, who, of course, passed away, I think, a few years ago. But like I said, he touched so many people, and her story is, you will not feel sorry for yourself once you hear it, because you'll say, wow, that's incredible to just listen to her speak. And anyway, here's a slice of that. I wanted you to get some background on this and what it means to people. So we're going to let you hear a little bit of this for 4 or 5 minutes.
I am an Irish Catholic woman, and I tell you that to preface that I had 4 children in a 4.5 year time span. They were all, you know, ranged 15 months apart, 17 months apart. While I was having my children, I was running 5 miles a day, even when pregnant, had no clue that I had within my own genetic material an adult onset form of a neuromuscular disease. Mm-hmm. So I had these 4 children in close succession. And they were very ill, and nobody could explain it until my youngest, who's Maddie. When he was about 2 years old, doctors started working me up because I started getting very weak, and they found out that I had this very rare neuromuscular disease. It passed to them as an infant onset. It's a very rare mitochondrial myopathy. A lot of people hear that phrase and say, oh, I know lots of people with mitochondrial myopathies. Well, that's kind of like saying you have a virus or you have cancer, all right? Mitochondrial myopathy is just a general term for a whole host of deviant genetic codes. And what I had mutated even further when I passed it on to my children, and they inherited what's called infant onset fatal form, which means none of my children could live past early childhood. They can't really explain why Maddie lived for almost 14 years. My first 3 children, Katie, Stevie, and Jamie, died during infancy and preschool years, which is what the disease usually does. Somehow Maddie eked out almost 14 years of life. People ask, would I have traded this in for other children? And my answer is, I would never trade my children in for anything. I would, however, have traded in their length of time on Earth. I would have done anything for 1 more second or 1 more year or 1 more touch. Well, I mean, during suffering, absolutely. No parent, no human wants to watch their child or another human suffer. Okay, so that said. However, my children did not live a lifetime of suffering. My children, if you look at photographs of my children, they were very happy, very active. My children lived absolutely wonderful lives and died despite living wonderful lives. People that hear about Maddie, if you stop and think about Maddie's life, if you think about the fact that he died and there were times of excruciating suffering, that is very sad. But I've never met a person that already knows about Maddie, knows about his story, saw him on TV, heard him speak with Jerry Lewis, or however you've come to know Maddie through his books or speeches or television appearances. When you think of Maddie, you smile. Not because he suffered. It's because he lived fully despite intermittent suffering. And that's an inspiration to all of us. It's a neuromuscular disease. MDA covers 43 different neuromuscular diseases. Not all of them are muscular dystrophies. And that's a common mistake. You know, people assume that everything under MDA is a muscular dystrophy. What it does for the infant onset is it affects my children or affected my children's neurological status and then their muscular status. So basically for my children, anything that their bodies should do automatically or autonomically was not regulated consistently. Breathing, digestion, heart rate, blood pressure, your pupil size, whether you sweat, whether you can warm up once you get cold, whether your kidneys expel urine or not. I mean, anything that is that you don't think about, sometimes it worked with my children and sometimes it didn't work. And each time they go through what was called a dysautonomic storm, each time their autonomic system went haywire, it would affect their body and cause their muscles to get worse, cause their organs to suffer damage. I mean, it just made them weaker and weaker until they eventually died. I believe Maddie lived the longest because he was the youngest. So we did have the benefit of hindsight. Maddie never went a single day without saying prayerfully thank you to his brothers and his sister for the knowledge that we got from them that helped him live a longer life. So there's no cure for it. As an adult, mine's kind of and the inverse of what my children have. My children had all of this dysautonomia and neurological symptoms that then caused muscles to go bad and their bodies to die. Mine began as a muscular attack. I got very weak and was in a wheelchair, and it's only been in the last couple of years that I started using a ventilator and started having the severe dysautonomia, the blood pressure and the heart rate problems that my children had, you know, from the get-go. So that's really the difference between the adult onset and the infant onset. And as an adult who I didn't have any of the symptoms when I was carrying my children, so nobody linked my health to my children's condition during those quick 4 years when I had my children.
All right, so again, just really gut-wrenching stuff. Please go to mdactkids.org, mdactkids.org. Help our friend James get some more of these kids to camp. Just give a buck. If enough people give a buck, it adds up with this audience and through other ways to raise money, more kids will get to go. And, man, I'll tell you, if you have ice water in your veins, if you don't feel for that woman, that's just an incredible, incredible story, isn't it? My, oh, my.